At Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, fraternities are recruiting new members as they do every fall. But this year, the frats are telling potential pledges about major changes ahead. Namely, the school is requiring all residential fraternities to become co-ed in the next 3 years. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the mixed reaction on campus.
The decision is felt hardest at the three residential fraternities. No one agreed to recorded interviews at any of the fraternities, but men did agree to speak to WBUR on background. One of the fraternity houses, Beta Theta Pi, has been declared off-limits by Wesleyan since a student fell from a window at a party earlier this month. The national fraternity has suspended the Wesleyan chapter.
The three fraternity houses line High Street in the heart of the Wesleyan campus. At the two houses still inhabited by students, I received very different reactions. At Delta Kappa Epsilon, I was invited in to roam the house and talk to the brothers. They were told by their national fraternity that they could not talk on the record, but they did express worry that this move by Wesleyan essentially forces them to shut down, as their national fraternity does not recognize co-ed chapters. At the Psi Epsilon house, I was told by a nervous officer that no one had time to talk to me because of classes. And when I came back at the end of the day, the same officer asked me to leave.
Psi Epsilon is being sued by a Wesleyan student who says she was raped during a party at the house last spring. Doug Fierberg is her attorney.
The fraternity chapter organized a fraternity event designed to get their pledges naked and in front of people who were invited to the fraternity house without any controls whatsoever. It got out of control in the fraternity house. My client was trying to leave the fraternity house when she was grabbed by one of the pledges and raped in front of others.
Psi Epsilon says it does not comment on pending litigation. For some time now, the brothers at Wesleyan have been discussing admitting women. The national fraternity does allow co-ed chapters. In front of the house, a brother returning at dinner time says it's unfair of Wesleyan to target the fraternities in its effort to curb sexual assault on campus. Sexual assault, he points out, happens in the dorms, too. In 2007, a national survey of studies of sexual aggression among college men did find that fraternity members are more likely to report sexual aggression than non-fraternity members. The two residential fraternities that remain open house fewer than 100 students. To some of the other students, such as Misha Yakovenko, a freshman from Ukraine, the fraternities are irrelevant.
Fraternities isn't that big part of a social scene here at Wesleyan.
Yakovenko rose, and he says that's pretty much all he does outside academics. To other students, fraternity parties do provide an important part of the university's social life. Sophomore Gabby Giangola from New York says there's no reason to believe they won't continue to play an important social role as they go co-ed.
There's a lot of backlash in terms of people going, oh, the party culture is going to die and all that, and I just don't really see the logic in that argument, because what about a house having girls in it is going to destroy your party culture?
Wesleyan has two co-ed residential societies already. One is Alpha Theta Phi.
We are the co-ed frat.
Claudia von Nostitz, a junior from New York, is Alpha Theta Phi's president. It took decades for the fraternity to make the transition to being co-ed. It started initiating women in 1972. The national fraternity objected, an issue expected to be a problem for two of the remaining fraternities now. And for years, Alpha Delta Phi initiated the women in secret, and eventually the chapter had to secede. Von Nostitz says having women share the responsibility of running a house makes it a safer place to have parties.
People know not to get too drunk. They know, look out for people who aren't from here, look out for each other. And it's just kind of that mentality of, like, stay aware, because anything that happens to us reflects on us.
We have a shift called Roving Death for people who are, like, in the crowd, who are paying attention to the crowd members. And we even have shifts for people to, like, man the fire alarm so they don't get pulled.
J.T. Falcone, a senior from Madison, Connecticut, lives at Alpha Theta Phi.
When you enter this house, when you enter this space, it's a different sort of vibe for us, because it's not all about partying. It's not all about drinking.
Falcone's fraternity had many years to make the transition to being co-ed. He worries that for the remaining fraternities, the 3 years Wesleyan is giving them won't be enough time for what can be a complicated transition. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.